You're with Francis Leach on Grandstand Digital.
And on a Saturday morning, we catch up with Sean Callanan from Sports Geek HQ to talk social media and sport in the digital space. G'day, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm okay, Francis. I'm okay.
Feeling okay after the Magpies last night?
Yeah, it's only week one of the finals. It's, you know,
that's
a couple more games to go.
Traffic would have been hot both across the Hawthorn sphere and the Collingwood one last night in terms of discussion and debate and a bit of banter.
A bit of backwards and forwards banter,
In the digital world. How do both those clubs rate in what's called Social September when you look at social media and professional sports clubs in Australia and how they use it?
Yeah, so what we did is one of the metrics that everyone can see, it's a public facing one, is Facebook fans and Twitter followers. So we stacked up the AFL and the NRL. They're both heading into finals now. The NRL running with the Bring the Noise campaign and the AFL running with Moment of Greatness. It's a matter of seeing what they can do with it. But, you know, to look at Collingwood and Hawthorn, you know, in the social space, Collingwood overmatched, you know, Hawthorn with over, you know, they're getting close to 240, almost, you know, almost a quarter of a million social media fans on Facebook and Twitter. If I look at the Hawks, they're about to, and they probably actually went past the 100,000 barrier last night. And they probably, you know, smashed through that last night with the fans jumping on board. So,
and so what are we measuring there? Is that the number of...
So from a Facebook fans, yeah, or the amount of people who've liked them on Facebook, is, you know, what we'd call a Facebook fan. And then Twitter is just people who are following the account. Now, most likely there's a lot of double ups. You know, you're in the media, you probably follow all the teams. Doesn't mean you're a fan of all the teams. I think the numbers would be closer to perspective with Facebook. I mean, more likely you'll follow Twitter because it is an information sharing. That's where you'll get the news from the club. Whereas Facebook is a little bit more personal, and you don't want to clutter up your Facebook feed with other sports and you know, calls to action to see the news. So I think Twitter gives a better number of, I guess, fans engaged and things like that. But, yeah, the numbers are getting bigger. It'd be interesting to see, you know, in March 2011, the AFL, from an overall perspective, hit 1 million Facebook fans. Both the AFL and NRL about to break through 2 million. There's 5.8 million people on Facebook in Australia, so how much more growth is there? There's probably still a little bit more.
But you reckon it's getting close to ceiling?
No, I still think there is. I still think there is more. One of the problems with Facebook that I have a massive problem with, it has this thing called Edge Rank. You ever heard of Edge Rank before?
No, tell us about that.
So Facebook, in its wisdom, or Zuck, potentially, in his wisdom, Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, they have this thing called Edge Rank, which helps decide what you will see in your feed. So if you're not engaging with a specific page, they start deeming that, well, you're not really interested in
it. So it's like they assume you're muting it.
Yeah, they start socially curating, effectively, the feed, which is quite annoying.
And well, it is, because you might not hear from someone for 6 months, but they might have something important to announce to the world, which you'd like to know, and suddenly it gets put behind a curtain for you.
Yeah, a little bit. So if you're a big liker on Facebook and you like a lot of things, if you're not engaged with those pages, you start seeing less and less of their things. Now, there are settings you can say, no, show me all, but Facebook's always tweaking this kind of thing. And part of it is a little bit sinister in that now Facebook is offering the ability to advertise to your fans, to say, oh, make sure your fans see this post. And that's where I have a little bit of a problem with it.
So what you're saying is, explain how that works. So
Facebook advertising has the ability to, hey, become a fan of my page, or, hey, I've got a product, send it to another part of the internet. But they've also now got these ideas of sponsored posts where you can say, make sure, you know, this post, more of my fans see it. So reaching out to those inactive fans, but also reaching out to those fans, if you post it at, say, 10 o'clock and you don't log on till 8 o'clock, it's going to be way down in your feed, and Facebook will make sure it's at the top of your feed when you log in. My feeling on the whole matter is they should turn off Edge Rank altogether. So if you like something, you'll see it in your feed. In the same way that if you follow something on Twitter, if you scroll down far enough, you will see every single tweet of every single person you follow. And then it will actually put the onus back on the content producers in Facebook to actually provide compelling content to stay in your feed. Because if someone is doling up terrible tweets on Twitter, what do? You just unfollow them. And there you go, they're gone. But it's a choice you're making. And then, in my opinion, then that makes the Facebook ad side of things pretty much like every other part of advertising. I want new customers. I'll use ads and get new customers knowing that they'll see my content. So, you know, so that's something that Facebook is, you know, currently trying to work its revenue model. Whether there's, you know, whether there's pushback from advertisers and people and brands and, you know, teams on Facebook, you know, remains to be seen. So, but that's one of the reasons why some of it's the way you go do Facebook marketing and things like that. But that's some of the reasons why that the teams want you to like a post and want you to engage, because if you're engaged with the team, they know that you'll continue to see their message. Yes, they want to, you know, further that online passion and get everyone up and about. And, you know, if you like a post, then your mates see the post. And if they're not a fan of the team, they go, oh, I better become a fan. So that fervor will lift over September. So you will see a lift in the numbers. But, yeah, it's just something that, not many people are aware of. Because when we look at, and down the bottom of the social September ladder, they're talking about this on Facebook numbers. So the averages for all the clubs, even though they're averaging 80 to 90,000 Facebook fans, and the NRL actually, you know, in front of the AFL from a club perspective, but they're talking about this numbers are about 10%. And so Facebook, they're talking about this numbers are people liking the comment, liking a post, commenting on a post, sharing a post. So are they engaged?
It's one thing to be able to see. It's another thing to react to. The Canberra Raiders have got a bit of work to do, haven't they?
They do.
They are the bottom of the league.
Yeah, they took a long time to get on Facebook, and so they only just got on this year, and now they'll probably get close to 20,000 by the end of the year, but that is quite a low number. They only have 27,000 social media fans.
And the Greater Western Sydney Giants have got them covered, which I'd be a bit concerned about.
Well, the Giants did a really good job even last year starting to set up their social media presence, and you know, it's a great way to make that connection and accelerate that fan development of becoming a really passionate fan.
The Brisbane Broncos, the top one across both the Facebook and Twitter spectrums.
Yeah, and really dominating Facebook, and you know, part of that is legacy in the fact that they, you know, owned Queensland for so long. Also part of it was when they did start on Facebook, they sort of cleaned up the space, and there was a few rogue pages sort of got amalgamated, and that gave them a nice big head start. So yeah, but if you're in Queensland, you know, pretty much everyone follows the Broncos,
except those following the North Queensland Cowboys tonight. How can people find you on Twitter and Facebook yourself so you can climb the social September ladder?
They can find me on sportsgeekhq.com, Sean Callanan on Twitter, or Sports Geek
indeed,
on Twitter.
Indeed, and Brisbane Broncos, Collingwood, Essendon, Melbourne Storm in fourth place for a one-town team on the frontier of rugby league. Not doing too bad at all. It's Grandstand Breakfast here on this Saturday morning.